Dean, what was your reaction when you found out about Jarrell's injury?
Shocked. I didn't know what happened. He's a tough player, and you know, he fought through it. You know, I didn't know, you know, what happened, but towards the end of the game, you know, I could tell he wasn't himself. He was communicating that to me, but you know, I can't control what happened, man. We miss him, man. We got to pick up his work.
What do you miss most without Jarrell?
Missing another key aspect to the defense, you know, another leader. But, you know, he left so much influence on these young guys, you know, in our room. You know, I know they still feel him here, you know, and we're working to, make all the plays that come in direction. The guys who filling in for him, Nick, we got Jay, you know, we got Cheese, we got guys that can step up, man. But definitely miss him, but at the same time, we got guys that can step up and make the plays that's needed.
Danny, does your role change at all with Jarrell absent? And even in a leadership manner, do you feel like you need to step up in some way?
I feel like it's just more on my plate, you know. But I'm still doing the same things I do as a leader. You know, trying to make sure, you know, we're all ready with this game plan. You know, we're all full speed. You know, we're playing together. We're communicating. And we're all ready for this game. You know, that's the biggest thing. You know, guys get hurt in this league, man. And, you know, it's tragic. It sucks. You know, nobody likes it. But guys got to step up and handle that. And I think these guys are ready.
Dave, what do you see from their tight ends specifically?
Crafty. He liked to target them a lot. They got a young guy, I believe. And they got a couple, like 84, 88. But, you know, they're out there, man, and they're making plays for the offense. So that's something that us as linebackers, we got to be aware of, you know, and we got to go ahead and lock them down, make the plays where they come our way.
What's the process for you developing the chemistry with Quick?
Quick, he's good communicating with me. he kind of came in. He was our rookie, so, you know, he already know how me and Free roll and, you know, how the LBs go here. And he had Coach Pryor as soon as he got here, so he's been on top of him. You know, you never know when your time gonna come, and Coach been on him, so he's ready. You know, it's gonna be moving fast, but I think, you know, he's a young guy that's gonna be ready.
Biggest challenge facing Jameis?
He's fearless in that pocket. We got to get him uncomfortable. We can't dance around with him, give him too much time, let him make extra plays, and can't let him get too comfortable. And you got to move him around, but you know, that's our mindset, and, you know, my mindset, you know, we can't let them comfortable. Can't let them read our defense. We can't let them just pick us apart. We got to move around. We got to get them uncomfortable, make this a havoc game for us.
Thanks, guys.